prophetic prayer declaration. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relations. Moderator, can you please open the line so we can speak in a heavenly language? Amen.
Get up and shut the door.
Father God, thank you for this miracle. I thank you for being on this phone. Thank you, Father God. I lift up those who are on the prayer list. I lift all the mothers. I pray that you give them strength in their physical body. Touch their mind, Father God. I thank you for touching their mind, for giving them strength. I thank you for those who need healing and those who need surgery. You know the name that needs surgery. So I know that you are Dr. Jesus, and I thank you, Father. I thank you for those who have inside you, that all will be well for them, and they will come out in good health. I thank you for them. I thank you, Lord, for the elderly. I thank you for my father and mother. I thank you for giving them strength, your physical body. Thank you for them who are still alive. I thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. I thank you for the government. I thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Jeff. I thank you for Sarah. I thank you for giving them this vision of the prophetic. I thank you for all the parties and parties. Thank you, Lord, for letting your wisdom upon them. I thank you, Lord, for giving your wisdom upon them. Thank you, Lord, for now the government giving them wisdom and guidance in the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, they have their own day. I thank you, Lord, for the kingdom of the prophet. I thank you for those who believe in God. I thank you for the names that I know, but you do know the names. And I do thank you, Lord, for healing in Prophet Cynthia Tasha and Stephen Pastor and the other names I can't seem to remember, Father God, but you know who they are. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing from the crown of the head to the toes. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for my mother touching her eyes and her mind. Thank you for healing her eyes and thank you for my father healing in the legs. Thank you for giving him strength in that area. Thank you, Lord, for those who put elderly, and thank you for watching over the animals. For you are creator for them. You create all things. And I thank you, Lord, for them. I thank you for putting his protection for giving
them. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 John 2, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another day, this new day that you have made. And thank you for the strength that you've given us to be able to come on the line this morning. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, O God. Thank you for drawing us together in unity, God. Because you said where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst. And we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for your covering that you've placed over this company of prophets. Thank you for the covering you've placed over the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision. God, and thank you for this platform in which we have been able to come and pray. And God, I ask you to remember each and every person on the line, each and every listener. Touch them in a mighty way, oh God. Strengthen them in their hearts and their minds and their bodies, God. Strengthen their finances. Strengthen their families, God. Bring them together in unity, oh God. Thank you for the company of prophets, and I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. Bless their going and their coming, and whatever they put their hands to, God, anoint them, God, with more strength and more power. Thank you, Father God, for healing my body, and thank you, God, for healing those who are on the prayer list, God. God, I ask you also to remember those who might have addictions, afflictions, any kind of addiction, oh God. Touch them. Touch them and turn their minds and hearts to you. Strengthen their bodies. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for another day to come before your presence. Father, we thank you for every prayer request that's uttered on this line. Father, we know you are the master healer. And we believe in your good report concerning any matter. Father, we thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for Mother Mary Jordan and Mother Mary Barry. We thank you for the Jordan legacy. Father, we thank you for the legacy of every family represented on this line. Father, cover the marriages. Protect our children in this season and in this hour. Father, cover the homelessness that's worldwide, Father. Give them peace. Give them a shelter, Lord. Father, we thank you for victory on every realm concerning opportunities of business, entrepreneurship. Father, we thank you for strengthening the bishops, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, the archbishops. Father, we thank you for Bishop Barian and Prophetess Michelle Barian. We thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for poem and prophecology that's coming up in July. Father, we thank you that we walk in faith and not fear. Father, we thank you for our boldness to move forward and create anew. Father, we thank you that we don't have to ask permission to be prosperous, but you've given us the victory to be prosperous in every corner of the realm. Father, we thank you that even in this hour that we have testimonies upon testimonies because of this prayer line, Father God. Father, we thank you for our leadership. We thank you for the deacons and the deaconesses and the adjutants. Father, we thank you for the fledglings and even the walk-in junior deacons. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, I just thank you for this day. Thank you for being in your presence this evening to pray for your people worldwide. Proverbs 3, chapter 5 and 6 states, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Father God, I just thank you for our spiritual leaders, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their yes for ministry. Thank you for the legacies they create right now for their families. Thank you for all people that's represented on this line, and that they too create their legacies right now for their families. Continue giving the Jordan family, the first family, strength. Thank you, Father God, for them teaching, just teaching us worldwide. And thank you for the men who trust in you for instructions for their families. Thank you for the children who are obedient to your will and way. Thank you, Father God, for the mothers and the children. Please give them a hedge of protection and their comings and their going. Thank you for exposing the human traffickers in Libya and every area that you know of, Father God, worldwide. Thank you for all your people who are seeking and finding you. May they represent, may they repent from their sins for them to come into maturity wholeheartedly, sanctifying themselves. And thank you for the process. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha to heal. All those that's on the prayer request list, mentioned and unmentioned. And I thank you for protecting my son, Kevin Nesbitt, and his comings and goings as he traveled as a truck driver and all the truck drivers worldwide. And thank you for your word, the Bible, which you're the originator of, and where we can find peace, wisdom, understanding, and love. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen and amen.
Next prophet.
Prophetess Cruz. Okay, Prophet Dominique. Prophet Richardson.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we give you thanks again and praise. Decree and declare, my God, that you are a God and God and God alone. We thank you, Father, for the liberty, Lord, with Christ have made us free, that, Father, we can walk in the liberty of your freedom, of your Holy Spirit leading and guiding us and directing us, Father, continue into all truth. We thank you, Father, for the covering of your blood, Father, even as your word declares, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of my. We thank you for every our spiritual leaders, Father, Archbishop Ebona Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan. And we thank you for the families, my God, that you are preserving even for such a time as this. Father, we thank you, Father, for every legal matter as we present them all before you, that, Father, you are still the greater than Solomon. And Lord, you are our rock and our wall of defense, my God. We thank you for the victory lane that you have us to walk in. And even those, my God, that have legal matters, Father, we decree victory in their lives, in their situation, Father, that will rise above them all, that they be more than conquerors. We decree and we see them more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, for the open heaven, my God, that is afforded us, my God, through your word and through, my God, tithing, my God. We thank you and we praise you for, Father, for open doors and opportunities, my God, that, Father, that your Holy Spirit is leading us into. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor with thanksgiving, knowing it's not by might, nor by power, but by your Spirit. And we thank you, Father, we did, as we decree and declare, let God arise. Let all enemies be scattered, Father. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. And every tongue rise up against us in judgment, my God, we shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and his righteousness of me, says the Lord. You have spoken, Father, and Lord, your word will not fall to the ground, but it will all prosper in the thing which you have sent it, and accomplish that which is pleasing in sight. We give you glory, praise, and honor with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet Dominique.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the renewing of our minds, Father. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, the opportunity to pray again with the saints, Father. Lord, and we thank you for putting our flesh to the test. Lord, giving us a better understanding of what prayer is. It's another opportunity, saints, for us to put our flesh to the test and be able to quiet our flesh and discipline our time to sit with God and thank him for all the great things he has done. Lord, we thank you for that revelation. Lord, we continue to, Lord, bask in your glory, Father. We thank you for all the leadership that you have provided us with, Lord, from Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, to the other priests and the ministers in the church, and also the deacons in the church. Lord, continue to bless each and every department at Zoe Ministries, Lord. Thank you for continuing to expand the voice of Pastor Deborah Jordan and her mission with the community, Father, Lord, and with those who are ill, Lord. We thank you for the healing ministry that is arising through the prophetic, Lord. We just thank you for all of these things, Lord. We ask you to continue to bless all the pastors and the prophets that are connected to the Archbishop, Father, Prophet Daniel Amateng, Prophet Samson Amateng, that family, Father, the Barians, Father, all of the families that are connected throughout the prophetic order, Lord. We thank you for continuing to touch, move, and inspire each of their lives, Lord. and to continue to remind them. Lord, we thank you for a quick memory, Lord, to come up in all the saints. Lord, continue to remind us of our God-given abilities, Father, our talents, our skills, our passions, our joys, our loves, Lord. Continue to enhance our network in those areas, and each and every one of us who has a goal and a mindset, let it be done now in the name of Jesus. Now, 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 now. We decree and declare completion of our goals and plans. Saints, continue to write, Lord. We thank you for manifesting every written word that we have been able to scribe in our lives, Lord. Continue to open them up, Lord, and bring them into manifestation. Lord, we thank you for these mystical and spiritual and Christian truths, Lord. We thank you for everything that you have done and the satisfaction that you have with us, Lord, as your saints, as your servants, Father. And we thank you for your example of service, Lord, through your Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Cruz. Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we just lift up your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you. We thank you for your love, Lord God. We thank you for your might and your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you called us to do in this earth and in this realm. We thank you, Lord God, that you have breathed a fresh new air into us, Lord God, that we may live life and live it to the fullest. We thank you, Lord God, that we do not lack anything, Lord God, that all our needs are met, that we are in the season and the time, Lord God, that you are answering our desires and our hearts. But we thank you and we praise you for the healing miracles that are taking place. We thank you for the healing miracles that are taking place in our physical body, in our emotions, in our spiritual, in our emotional, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, for the supernatural that continues to work on our behalf, Lord God, when things are taking place, even without our understanding, Lord God, that we know that you are working. We thank you for the angels of protection, the angels of safety, the angels, Lord God, that are moving in our might, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you just continue to seek us as children of God in all that we do. But I pray for our communities, our leaders, our shepherds. I pray for a double anointing to just fall upon them in this hour and in this season for their sacrifice onto the people. I pray, Lord God, that our prophetic word shakes the atmosphere, shakes the earth like never before, Lord God, that not only hope comes to us, Lord God, but major breakthroughs in finances, major breakthroughs in businesses, major breakthroughs, Lord God, in health, major breakthroughs in all, Lord God, that we request and ask for. I pray, Lord, for strength and courage for all the people of God. But I pray for a wall of fire to surround us in there before, Lord God, that we will burn down, cast down the enemy, Lord God, in any attacks that are to come towards us or by us or around us, Lord God. We cast that now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the blood that covers us and all that we do in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Michael. Next prophet, Prophet Michael Ellis. Okay, Prophetess Janice Hodge.
Father God, we come before you thanking you and giving you praise and glory for this day, Father God. We thank you for this space, Father God, that's been afforded to us through your servant, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and Bishop Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this day, for we know that this is the day that you have made, and we are glad in it, Father God. God, we bless your people tonight, all who are sick, Father God, all who are on the list for prayer, Father God. We pray that every need is met in Jesus' name. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for your glory, and we give you praise, and we give you honor, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for by your stripes we are healed, Father God. We go with this, Father God, knowing that each and every person that is sick and shut in, Father God, will be touched on tonight. Father God, we pray for your prophets. We pray for those that have joined us here on tonight, each family that is represented here tonight, Father God. We pray that your healing power will flow through each and every generation, Father God. And Father God, we lift you up tonight, Father God, and we just give you praise, Father God, for your love and your mercy and your kindness towards us, God. We pray for addictions tonight, Father God. We pray that family altars will be torn down, Father God, tonight, Father God, that we might acknowledge you, for God, for all that you do, and Father God, for all that you've done, Father God. And God, we just thank you, Father God, for all the youth here, Father God, that is present, and this here fellowship, Father God, and those youth all around the world, Father God. We pray that you will keep the faithful, Father God. Let your blood, Father God, flow through each and every area of that place, Father God. That your anointing, Father God, will follow us, Father God, and be with us, Father God. And Father God, we pray, Father God, that we will be able to hear your voice, Father God, with the call that you have placed, Father God, for all those that you have called here tonight, Father God, to pray, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we honor you, Father God, for it. Father God, we just want to thank you, Father God. We want to show forth our love for you tonight, Father God. We want to see your mercy, Father God. We want to see your miracles, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for your loving angels, Father God, your angels of protection, Father God, your angels of prosperity, Father God, your angels of health, Father God. We thank you for all those angels that are here and present here tonight, Father God. We acknowledge them, Father God, and we give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Margaret. Prophetess Margaret.
Amen. I'm sorry. Lord, teach me to respect the spiritual leaders you have placed over me as you have instructed to your word. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for you, your souls, as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Hebrews 13:17. Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, Father, for the newness that's coming within all of us. We'd like to give honor for the Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for setting this prayer session up. We give prayer for Mother Jordan and the Barians, and all people on the prayer list, and those near and far. Father God, we ask that you go before us every day before we get there. Set your presence, charge the angels, and send them from the north, the east, the west, and the south. Place them around the hospital beds and the hospital outside and inside, so that you put the right doctors in those rooms before surgery, Father, the right nurses, the right staff. We know it is done as we speak and pray. Father God, I decree that we have understanding and no longer lack knowledge, but have wisdom so that we can share throughout the world. I decree, Father God, that the mind of Christ be through each and every one of us, so that we can have abundance and more. I decree, Father God, that the words that we share bring spirit and life. Father God, I know that we will receive abundantly above all we ask, according to the power that is working within each and every one of us. Father God, I decree, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthened each and every one of us. Father God, we ask that you surround the schools of today, in the office buildings, just keep each and every one safe as we travel to our destinations, as we get on planes, as we get on trains. Just be there, Father God, because we know if we ask you to send the angels before us, that you will meet us there. We know it is done as we speak and pray. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, because we know that you are working within each and every one of us, even the new people that's on this line, that's been directed here for a cause. It's not going to be seen, but we know that you are working. Father God, we work and scatter the enemies from each and every one of our lives. You're pulling our layers, Father God, so that we can take off the ones that we don't need and bring in those that we do have need for, Father God. Thank you for releasing all the negative people from around us and taking the nay-nays out of our ear so we don't have to listen to that anymore, Father, but listen to you, because we know that as long as you have our back, Father, we're not afraid of anything that comes our way, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God, for blessing us. Thank you, Father God, for loving us as we love you. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to help you as you help us. And every word or any voice that speak wrongly against any of us should be proven wrong in your divine time, Father, not ours. In your precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen, amen.
Amen. Prophetess Darlene, do you want to close?
Father, we bless you in the name of Jesus, and we seal this prayer with your grace and with your mercy and with your blood. Every utterance, every prayer, every petition, let it manifest according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Prophetess Olivia, in our place.
Amen. Join Master Prophet every day live at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. And then join the Pop Life Call at 12 noon. And then 8 p.m. join Prophet Joshua Jordan and a company of prophets. And if you have, then you can join us right back here on another Midnight Cry Call with Pastor Deborah Jordan. And if you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. That's www.pastordeborahjordan.com. Could it be what you're seeking is seeking you? You can join the Poem Seekers Call at 641-715-3631, and the access code is 533-404 in the pound. And the call is Tuesday and Fridays at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we have our Book of the Month number 4 club in effect right now, and you can call the moderators at customer care service and let them know that you want to enroll. And that number is 888-831-0434, 888-831-0434. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. Thank you for that, Prophetess Olivia. Company of Prophets, I am overwhelmed by your presence tonight. I thank all of you for being on the court, for being a yes, for being a stand. I know Pastor, our leading lady, is rejoicing over the turnout on tonight. Amen. And Archbishop, amen. I know their hearts are gladdened by your presence, and I'm just excited. And I'm continuing to welcome and to call all of the prophets in the background to the forefront. Amen. It's time to be a stand. It's time to be a yes. There are many of you who are doing many things in the ministry, but there are those who are not active and doing, carrying their weight. Amen. And maybe you haven't found your niche yet, but we're all called to prayer. So I just want to encourage you to show up so God can show out. He can't show out until we show up. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful day on tomorrow. And people of God on the line, thank you for your service and your presence. Be encouraged and know that breakthrough is on the horizon. God bless you.
God bless. Good evening.
God bless.
God bless everyone. Love you to life.
God bless you.